This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muschietti. Hey, I was reading a New Yorker magazine. I like the section in that magazine called The Talk of the Town. It's hard not to, you know, flip through the magazine at first and check out all the cartoons, but I love that Talk of the Town section, and I came across a piece about a Palestinian author, an author of cookbooks, a Palestinian woman, and the piece was about her cooking a meal for some Palestinian students at a nearby college, and they were going to come to her home. So she was going to make a Palestinian, huge Palestinian dinner for these students coming to her home. And though I didn't know the food in the menu that was mentioned and written about, I enjoyed looking it all up and, you know, and pick up the laptop and start searching the author of the cookbooks, the food. And that, of course, led to other Palestinian authors and cookbooks and me trying to say Arabic words. But the food and the spices, and there was this marvelous reoccurring theme because there was all about family recipes and old family recipes, old, emphasis on old family recipes, but the sharing of food with family, with friends, with strangers. I love that family part. Several years ago, my partner, lover, significant other went through all of our collected family and friend recipes. And you know, you collect them. You go to a potluck and someone scribbles down a recipe and sends you home with it or emails it to you or mails it to you. And there's always some little note. I do this. Oh, I don't add that. Or there's stains on a recipe written hurriedly on a scrap of paper in the kitchen, greasy prints, drops of food or wine. So Ms. Muschietti compiled our personal collection, and it's all there in order with notes and stains. And so these Palestinian family recipes reminded me of that, this article on Palestinian family recipes. And did I mention the spices? I did, right? Oh my gosh. I mean, thousands of years of history of trade routes in the region of Palestine, of that whole Middle East, right? And I get so excited about reading about plants and spices. And I love seeing sumac in some of the recipes. And there was a Palestinian dish called moussakan, roasted chicken with caramelized onion and sumac, ground up dried red fruit of Rus coriarea, native and cultivated in the Middle East and Mediterranean region. It's cultivated because of the bright red tart fruit. So the word sumac is from an Arabic word for dark red. So my mind was racing and is still racing. We have edible species of Rus in North America. And here in the borderlands, I would recommend, and there's a bunch of Ruses, I would recommend Rus trilobata or Rus microphylla as good candidates for drying and grinding red fruit. They have the bright red berries and tart flavor. And not to mention a few thousand years of indigenous people using them as a testimonial. Okay. So perhaps a borderland substitution in the spice department, right? Yeah, cool. Let me start a sumac farm just to make sure people can have sumac. Anyway, it'll be pretty neat to use the fruit of Rus, grown in the borderlands, a sumac, to make a sumac spice. I'm going to make this Palestinian dish. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Moussakan. It has such a history of family and friends. And I'll add my own touches, of course, and I'll scrawl a recipe for you, you know, on a scrap of paper, if you like. And that smudge of red on that scrap of paper, oh, that's sumac. And you'll say, well, what are those stains there? Oh, well, those are teardrops. Hey, I'm Petey Muschietti, and this has been Growing Native.